As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
Now or you're going to be at work and you're going to miss it. Dang it, because they rekindled their high school romance. And then he ghosted her. She has no idea why. We do. We are going to tell her why. That's next hour. But if you have to get into work, you might miss that. Nah, you're not missing anything. You can always listen on demand anytime you want, any time of day. And we post The Burt Show in different segments. So you don't even have to listen to the whole show if you don't want to. Check out our podcast online at any platform that provides podcasts. All right, Mo, you're not even a New Yorker anymore. That's what your friends are saying.
It's a wrap. I had to turn my card in, and I'm not even going to fight it. I remember the moment it happened, and it hurt. So, yes, I'm from New York, born and raised in New York City, and anybody typically that's from New York, we take a lot of pride in being a New Yorker. That's a thing. We pride ourselves on being tough, on being survivors, on being gritty, grinding it out, that kind of thing.
I was just there, what, 2 weeks ago? And I will say the same thing now that I've been saying about New York my entire life. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I can last for about 2 or 3 days in New York, but everything is a fight. Everything is a fight. Getting a hot dog, getting a taxi, everybody just trying to get in front of each other. Everything is a fight. I don't have that kind of fight in me.
Literally walking is a fight.
It's a fight.
It's all a fight. It's all a fight. And you can't complain about it at any point in time because that's not what New Yorkers do. We find a way, we get through it, and we get to it. That's what it takes to be a New Yorker. And so New York, we just do a lot of things differently, and you're supposed to just go along with it. And I guess I don't know if I've just been gone too long. I don't know if I'm getting older, but there's just a lot of things that we do as New Yorkers that don't make a lot of sense to me anymore. And my friends are all the same. They haven't changed at all. And so I go over the weekend. I'm there to really visit my grandmother, hopes that she will be feeling better. I'm there to make sure she's okay. I tell my friends I'm going to be in and out. I would love to see y'all, but this trip is really about my grandmother. So they're like, well, when are you going to be done with your grandmother? So I'm like, I don't know. I'm probably going to hang out with her until like the end of the night and then go ahead and head home. So they're like, no, you can't do that. We going out. This is perfect. You're here tonight. We're going out anyway. Let's get together. So I'm like, I told y'all, I got to go be with my grandmother. They're like, we're not going out until midnight. That was strike number one for me.
Whew.
Who goes out at midnight? Like, why is this a thing?
People who are young and don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So in New York, things don't close till 4 or 5 in the morning. Yeah. So going out at midnight is normal. That's like when you start your night.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I started referring to New York as the city that never sleeps. And it seems to have caught on because you can get whatever you want. You could party all night long there.
It's very true.
I made that up.
Nice. That's you?
Uh-huh.
It's accurate. Yeah. So I'm glad you gave it a name.
It's 2021.
See, the thing is, Bert, I like to sleep, man. And I get that the city don't, but I do. And so they forcing me to come out at midnight. I'm like, man, I don't do this anymore. So they like, wow, you're not a New Yorker anymore. You sound like you from somewhere else. And it all starts. So I'm like, all right, you know what? Y'all got me. Midnight, where are we meeting? I will meet y'all there. Let's do it. I'm going to turn up. I'm still a New Yorker. I still got it in me. So we get there. We go out. I'm basically yawning in this place. I'm falling asleep. They're having the times of their life, but whatever. We're turning up. I haven't seen my friends in a while. We're having fun. Then it starts raining. It's the end of the night. We ended up staying in this place until, at this point, it's probably 4:30 in the morning, ooh, right? I had to be the person. That's how I felt. Exactly with the sound you just let out. That's how I felt.
God, I used to love nights like that. There was nothing more intoxicating after being intoxicated than opening up like that bar or club door, and there's the sun greeting you at sunrise. I feel like I lived life. Not anymore, man.
Not anymore. I feel judged. You see the ladies that are waiting on a bus to go to church, and you're stumbling in somewhere trying to get home. It's not for me anymore. And I realized it in that moment when I looked around, because, like, when I start to get tired, I'd look around to see if there's anybody I can duck out with. Like, yes, you know what I mean? Somebody else got to be tired, too. And it was no one. It's just me. Everybody else looks like the night is still starting. So I'm like, all right, I hold it out. I wait it out. End of the night comes. And now this is the part where I feel like I lost my New Yorker card, because when the night comes down to this, New York is the easiest place in the world to have transportation at 4 or 5 in the morning. Like, anywhere else, you'd kind of be stuck. You got to take a cab if you're not driving. None of us are driving. We've all been drinking. So they're like, we're going to take the subway. Subway in New York, that's like the rite of passage as a New Yorker. You got to be a subway person. Now, I don't know if I still have this subway person in me. It just didn't make any sense to me to go get in the subway when we all could have just taken lifts and gone home, because that's the lifestyle I've become accustomed to.
From the outside looking in, those maps of the subway in New York look like an impossible maze to navigate unless you've been there your entire life.
And it's true. It is that way. Once you get it, you got it. But most of the time, wherever you are, typically you can't get on one train to take you from this stop to your stop. You got to get on one train, take that a couple stops, get on the next train, and then take that one a couple stops. And when it's that early in the morning, they're not coming every 5 minutes like they normally do. It could be 15 minutes. It could be 20 minutes. There's strangers down there. It's late at night. You're tired. There's a whole slew of reasons that I felt like the subway wasn't the way to go.
But rats the size of cats.
Yes, but which is where we're going. It's interesting you say that.
Really?
Right? Yes, because they convinced me to take the subway anyway. I say, cool, let's do it, because that's a part of the whole New York experience. It's after the night, everybody takes the subway together to make sure everybody gets home safe, and you're probably going to see entertainment on the way home, too. So we go down into the subway. It had been raining all night, so the subways are even flooded. There's puddles everywhere. It's not the nicest of places, but
I'm sure
New York
smells great.
It smelled horrible. But a New Yorker can say that about New York. We don't let anybody else say it, but I can be honest about it. It smelled horrible. We're sitting there. There's a bench, like, right behind us. It's me and three of my friends. The four of us are waiting for this train. In this moment, I see a rat come from out a puddle. I mean, it came from out the water like an orca. I've never seen a rat move like this. I didn't know rats could swim. This rat was the size of not even a small cat, a big cat. This rat was huge.
Like Subway Loch Ness.
Yes. I think it ate all the other rats. And it comes out the water. And for some reason, my friends swear it wasn't coming toward us. I don't know what they saw, but I saw it coming directly for us. So in that moment, when it started running towards us, I jumped on the little chair behind us.
That's
and
it.
The entire platform started laughing at me. Everybody. They didn't move. And they were like, dude, go get in the lift. And I did. I went upstairs. I got in the lift. I left my friends at the subway. It's official. Me and J-Lo are not New Yorkers anymore. I'll take it. It is what it is.
The Bert Show.